The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Mark your calendar. We'll be holding the prophetic gathering of the saints in December 31st at 7 p.m. here in San Antonio, Texas at the facility. It's going to be a formal attire, and there will be a registration fee of $35 per person. And you can register online by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. Seating is limited. So again, it's sogmi.org and click events, December 31st. Okay. Last Thanksgiving, November 27, we held a special Thanksgiving celebration at the facility, Wednesday service. And Pastor Josh and the praise team held the service. And this is how Christians are supposed to celebrate Thanksgiving. And we have to prioritize our time when it comes to Thanksgiving and when it comes to everything else. It has to be in this order. Love of God first, love of country second, and love of family. All in that order. By putting God first, we are obeying the greatest commandment of all in Matthew 22:37. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And if you love your country, you get engaged in every sector of society. You want everything to be in God's ways of doing things. We want everybody to benefit, not just a few selected to, that you will be a part of the solution and not part of the problem. And at the same time, our family and our children's children will benefit from our love of the country and getting engaged because their future will be much brighter and better than ours. So we leave this world behind a better place, that God is on the throne, that Jesus is Lord over United States of America. So we focused on why we celebrate Thanksgiving in the first place. So every year, this will become a norm for us. As a congregation, we will have a Thanksgiving feast and a very special service Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And if you would like to know or see or even have an idea on how to celebrate Thanksgiving yourself, you can go to our website and click live stream. It's there, November 27. Okay? And you can also find us on YouTube. I am very excited for our country and for the American people in general. But more than ever, the prayer team at Freedom Fellowship Church, they are intensely praying and make declarations for our country. Until the new president is seated and ordained and all the cabinet members are in, we'll continue to fight the spiritual warfare. And then comes 2025, we were going to continue to celebrate and trust God, because what he has begun in this country, he will fulfill and complete it before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the body of Christ, this is where we need to focus on. Okay? When God had me release the prophecy that God, by his own hands, will uproot the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., that has been there for more than 100 years, and other nations of the world are feeding off it. And what is shocking, when he showed me the vision, is many ministries and ministers are feeding off it. So they will get uprooted too. But the wonderful thing is there are many pockets of churches that are not feeding off this wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. So once this wicked root is uprooted, then those ministries will prosper because they are dependent solely on God. Their ministry was not patterned in the ways of the world and spiritualize it. Jesus Christ was front and center. And that prophecy was several years ago. And we're seeing the manifestations and the accelerations of time of the dealing of the Lord, the great harvest for both the wicked and the righteous here on earth, especially here in the United States of America. And it is amazing thing that some of us are shocked on the magnitude of the corruption and the government waste. And I dare say that both political parties try to maintain the status quo for many, many years now because they want to keep power and control. And this is going to end. 2025 is a year of many beginnings, okay? And the uprooting of wickedness that is in our government, okay? The cutting away of things that are not from God. And remember, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27, God is going to shake everything that can be shaken so that the things of God shall remain. And it will continue. And thank God for that. And also, I want to point out to you that the transfer of wealth and influence is manifesting right now. And we need to pay attention to where God is leading us, to what God is doing. You need to take your post and always do the right thing, okay? Obey and trust our Lord Jesus Christ. He is so faithful. Look what he did in this country. It is not because of our righteousness and because we are so smart that this country has finally is turning around towards righteousness. It's because of God's faithfulness to the founding fathers and those who have sowed seeds and have gone before us, and those that are righteous that have been praying for this country. And, you know, God's ways are perfect. He knows what he's doing, okay? And for the Christians, as his body, the church, he is taking us to a spiritual place and a season that we've never been before. This is a prophecy. So major, major changes are coming. And this move of God is not what you expect because it's never happened before. You will be amazed if you spend time with God and ask to see things in the spiritual realm and what he's doing on the face of the earth. It's going to be awesome. You'll be so excited. It doesn't matter what your challenges are. You know that those are temporary. Those too shall pass. But this move of God is going to be so glorious, okay? So let us forget about the former things and embrace the major changes happening on this earth. Amen. Okay. I repeat, the Lord Jesus delivered the United States of America not because we are so good and have done the right thing. He saved and restored America because of his mercy and his love, and he remembered the covenant of our founding fathers. He also heard the prayer of his people, the righteous one, okay? Only God can do that. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says, he changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. You will be surprised and be in awe or in disbelief of all the things that will manifest all over the world. Government leaders are being replaced. They're being deposed. Some are being promoted. Some are being taken away, okay? And it will continue because God is positioning the nations and the countries of the world. The things that we thought were never possible that will happen on some of the dictators, the rulers, the presidents and kings, it's going to happen and you'll be in awe. So continue to praise God, continue to be hopeful. Amen? Okay. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9 says, "See, the former things have taken place. Many prophecies have been fulfilled." Right? "See, the former things have taken place. The new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you." Okay? So a part of these new things is the positioning of countries and nations all over the world. Okay? So don't focus on yourself. That's too lame. And forget about the past, including past victories. Don't talk about the good old days. They're not coming back. Okay? We have entered an era of greater and glorious things here on earth. Okay? And if there are challenges, you know, Satan is not going to roll over. We're going to use our authority in Christ Jesus. We're going to be led and taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. So a lot of shaking. And for us, it's for good. Okay? Okay. I am seeing now in every sector of society, shaking. And one thing, even the body of Christ is being shaken. You know that. You're hearing the news. Those that are feeding off the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., and the Babylonian system, those roots are being cut off right now. So some ministries will shrivel up. And don't tell me that God is grieved. You know what? God is angry. God is holy. God is just. I guarantee you, He has given those spiritual leaders many, many years, many opportunities to turn around and repent. Okay? God is doing this. He's dealing with the leadership and ministries here on earth for His people. Okay? For His people. Because the hierarchy that is in the church right now is going to be shaken because that is not the true government of God. Okay? It's going to be dealt with. And why these major changes and upheavals that is within the body of Christ? Because the nameless, faceless people will be in the front lines. These are people who don't care about fame, who don't care about money. Their source is God, and they're powerful, and they fear God, but they don't fear man. They are going to do the Lord's bidding, okay? Not for fame, not for reward, okay? And look at this. God fulfilled His prophecy about President Trump, that he's going to be a two-term president. The Lord didn't say that they're consecutive term. If President Trump's term were consecutive, the attack continues and the news media and the social media will be as powerful as ever. The hatred and divisiveness that is in the country perpetrated by our political leaders will continue. But God allowed some of the things manifest during the Biden administration so that we all going to see, and God gave us a choice. Is this the America that you like to be? Or are you going to do it my way? And guess what? Majority of the American people said, we're going to do it God's way. We want America to turn towards righteousness. And we voted. And also, the prophecy about President Trump, that on his second term, he will be more humble and gentle, but stronger in his resolve concerning the good of this country. Okay, so now we're seeing it, right? Okay, remember, the things that God is saying, it is not what we expect, but thank God He is very active in our lives, in our everyday life. Okay, what's for the anointed, strong people that you never heard before, but they already are making so much in the kingdom of God? They will be powerful, like in the book of Acts. we're going to stop talking about the revival that they only last for a few years. Who says? That is not what God's intend. In the book of Acts, they never lost their anointing. Nobody amongst the 120, both men and women, at the upper room have backslidden. If you're going to read their stories, they went all over the world, and they were not afraid even facing death and persecution because they fell in love with Jesus, and they knew that once they finished their work here on earth, they will go to a better place, and their reward is waiting for them, okay? So be one of the nameless, faceless people. Remember, I mentioned it. The hierarchy of the church right now is not the true government of God, because some leaders, especially pastors, have removed the lordship of Jesus Christ, and they became Lord of God's people. And they control them. They yield their power, that some Christians are more afraid to offend their pastors than offending God. So this is going to change, okay? Because there are so many leaders. And let me remind you, my dear brother, my dear sister, if you're called, doesn't necessarily be on the pulpit. If you have a business right now and you allow the Holy Spirit to teach you about business, God's ways of doing things, and you move in power, then that is your ministry. That is your ministry. And when signs and wonders are happening in your life, when victory, when you're prospering, and when you're overcoming all the challenges that is in the business world and come out as the head and not the tail, even your own employees and the people and your customers, they are going to ask you, what is your secret? Then you can tell them about our Lord Jesus Christ. If Elon Musk is going to hold a service and says, this is the secret of my success, you all come, people will see his success, okay, and his accomplishments. They're going to come and listen. Same thing with us. Because just like what Apostle Paul said, it is not by the words that we speak, it's the power, okay? And the kingdom of God, you cannot reach the kingdom of God, or you cannot preach about the kingdom of God and expect to be there if you are not led by the Holy Spirit. Because in the kingdom of God, it's what? It's not a matter of eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So many people are coming out, and the eyes of leaders that are called and hidden by God, their eyes will be opened and they're going to act on it, okay? Isaiah 45, verse 11 through 13. This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its Maker. Concerning things to come, do you question me about my children or give me orders about the work of my hands? It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. My own hand stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry hosts. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. So in verse 13, you put your name in it, okay? I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight, all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free, but not for a prize or a reward, says the Lord Almighty. You know, it is the nature of God to bless and to reward his people. It is given. We don't need to ask for it. He is going to bring it about. It's not in a matter that in our own understanding we want God to accomplish this. No. In everything that God is giving us as part of our inheritance, blessing, prosperity, anointing, power, wisdom, God makes sure that we don't hurt ourselves or we don't hurt somebody else, that it will be used for his kingdom to bring glory to his name and to benefit his people as it will benefit you too. So it is important for you and I that in this coming year, in this decade, before this decade ends, that you will going to see kingdoms rising up and falling. And don't be concerned, don't analyze things, even though you're in a financial sector, that China will be able to take the lead as a superpower, okay? That the US dollar will be replaced because they had been concocting, they had been planning this for many, many years. And God always stopped them in their tracks, okay? This is how you must see it. United States of America is still predominantly Christian nation. And the Christians here in this country, many leaders, they obey God. And we finance the preaching of the gospel and making disciples all over the world. Probably about 70 to 80% are coming from United States of America. Okay? In comparison to China and Iran, they're persecuting Christians. Everything that they're doing is evil intent to control people. It is an ungodly nation. Do you really think that God will allow them to win over United States of America? What we experienced, my dear brothers and sisters, for the past 4 years, it's a wake-up call. The Lord has been trying to wake us up, even during the Obama period, but we did not listen at that time. But now, God has our attention. I hope you are mindful of what God is doing here on earth, on your part, okay? So, as long as there are righteous people here, yes, there will be wars, rumors of wars, and there will be challenges because we have to take action. We cannot hide within the four corners of our facility and call it the church. We are the church. And in every sector of society, we have to implement God's ways of doing things. Our influence has to be there. Christians should own lands, okay? Lands for agriculture, lands for developments. We should own banks, or we should be the head of banking and change the banking system. We should have the influence in the economic sector, and it should be our priority that the healthcare system is going to be dismantled and it will return to its original mission, okay? I know what I'm talking about. I've just been in a hospital before Thanksgiving, and I experienced firsthand. Keep in mind, I never been hospitalized for 25 years. The last time that I was in the hospital, I gave birth to our baby daughter, to our only daughter. But I saw firsthand, and I was talking to God while I was there. The original mission of the hospitals, their Baptist hospital, their Methodist, their Catholic, remember? Because their mission is for healing. It's an extension of their mission. And somewhere along the way, we lost our way. It is now a money-making business instead of healing and keeping the American people healthy. So this is going to change. Amen? And I'm running out of time. Remember, I keep on repeating myself and reminding you about the prophecies for the body of Christ and for United States of America, because that is my job, is to remind you over and over again. Because you know why? So that you would not have any excuse when you face Jesus on why you did not respond. Okay? So I just want to remind you, I'm going to do my job. Now you take your post and move in power, okay? Forget about the past. This is a new beginning, many opportunities for all of us. And don't forget, the prophetic gathering of the saints, December 31st, is going to be so different this year. And you need to register right away. Go to sogmi.org and click events, okay? Formal attire, $35, and that $35, the net proceeds will go to the mission trip in the Philippines in January. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time.
We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.